Okay, so you're here because you want to know what's really going on, right? You want to understand the complexities of the world. You want to go beyond the headlines and the quick takes you see everywhere else. And I get it. It's easy to feel overwhelmed. Well, today we're doing a deep dive on something pretty fascinating. Taiwan's been making some significant moves recently. It seems they're cracking down on folks expressing pro-China views, and it's sparked a whole lot of debate.
Yeah, it really has. And it's tricky, right? We're talking about fundamental rights, freedom of speech, national security, all colliding in a very specific context. And that's what we're going to try to unpack today.
Exactly. So in this deep dive, we're going to look at why Taiwan's taking these actions. What's the logic behind them? What are the different perspectives on this? We've been digging through news reports, expert opinions, trying to get the full picture for you.
Yeah, we really tried to gather as much as we could, trying to understand all sides.
So let's jump right in, shall we? One case that's been getting a lot of attention is this woman who goes by online. Her real name is Liu Xianya. She's a Chinese national married to a Taiwanese citizen.
And she's got a pretty big presence on Douyin. That's the Chinese version of TikTok, basically. Nearly 500,000 followers. So she's reaching a lot of people.
Yeah, and her content is really where things get interesting. I mean, she was regularly posting videos that really pushed the military strength of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. And it went further than that. She was openly advocating for military unification of Taiwan with mainland China.
And that's a pretty sensitive topic in Taiwan, as you can imagine. I mean, there was a whole history there, a lot of tension, a lot at stake. And what makes it even more complicated is that sometimes she even used her daughter, Dangui, to express these pro-CCP sentiments.
So naturally, this caught the attention of Taiwanese authorities. And they didn't just ignore it. They took action, revoked her residency permit, ordered her to leave Taiwan by March 25th of next year.
She didn't go quietly, though. She tried to fight it. Appealed to the Ministry of Interior, then took it up with the Taipei High Administrative Court, hoping to stay in Taiwan.
But both appeals denied.
Denied. And the court's reasoning is really important. They specifically pointed to three of her videos from Douyin and said, basically, look, she's not just expressing an opinion here. She's actively supporting the CCP's use of force against Taiwan. This is straight up war propaganda.
So that raises a big question, right? How do you balance freedom of speech with protecting national security, especially in a place like Taiwan, which constantly faces potential threats? Where do you draw the line?
It's a question a lot of democracies struggle with, honestly. And it's not like this was the only thing Taiwan did. They've been going after Taiwanese citizens who also hold Chinese identification cards. It came out that Interior Minister Liu Shifeng had over 40 of these cases investigated.
40. So this is a pattern. It's not just one isolated incident.
It's a pattern, absolutely. And out of those 40, 14 people had their Taiwanese household registrations revoked, after review by the immigration agency and a bunch of other government bodies. So it's not a light decision. There's a whole process.
Okay, so hold on, back up a sec. What does it even mean to have your household registration revoked? Like, what are the actual consequences here?
So it's pretty serious. Your Taiwanese ID card, gone. No more healthcare benefits. Your passport, invalid. Other official documents, worthless. You're essentially stripped of your formal status in Taiwan.
So it's like, choose one. You can't have both.
Exactly. Taiwan's making it clear. You can't be a citizen of both the People's Republic of China and the Republic of China. Taiwan, you have to pick a side.
Now, to understand all of this, it helps to hear what the experts are saying. We found some really interesting perspectives. For example, there's Wang Xiuwen. She's an assistant researcher at Taiwan's Institute for National Defense and Security Research. She's pretty straightforward. She basically says, look, Taiwan is a democratic and free country. If you prefer China, you can always go through the proper channels and become a Chinese citizen.
And her point is, don't try to have it both ways. She's critical of people who benefit from all the good things Taiwan offers: security, lifestyle, healthcare, even receiving pensions, but then turn around and promote the CCP and its agenda, which many see as hostile to Taiwan.
Yeah, she even goes as far as saying these people are using Taiwanese taxpayers' money to intimidate the Taiwanese people on behalf of China. It's a pretty strong statement, really gets to the core of national loyalty and what it means to be a citizen.
It makes you think, right? Do you have the right to bite the hand that feeds you? Can you enjoy the benefits of a society while actively working against its interests? And where do you draw the line, especially when there's a perceived external threat?
We also spoke with Liu Wenqia, the Secretary General of Taiwan's Straits Exchange Foundation. He makes the argument that freedom of speech, even in a democracy, isn't absolute. It's not a blank check to do whatever you want.
Right. He argues that it shouldn't be used to undermine or destroy the very system that grants you that freedom.
And specifically regarding this influencer, he says her constant promotion of unification with mainland China is crossing a line. It's not just expressing an opinion. It's potentially dangerous to the state. And that's a debate we see happening all over the world, especially in democracies facing internal and external pressures.
Absolutely. And to be fair, he makes it clear that this doesn't represent all mainland spouses living in Taiwan. He says, from his experience, most of them actually support Taiwan and its democratic system. They don't agree with what Ucías is doing.
So it's important to remember that, right? There's diversity of opinion within any group. You can't paint everyone with the same brush.
Right. One person's actions don't reflect the views of an entire community. We also got a really interesting perspective from Zhao Lanjian. He's a former Chinese media professional, and he actually supports what Taiwan is doing. He sees it as a strong message to mainland China that Taiwan is its own entity with its own government and systems.
He makes a fascinating point. He says the CCP's attempts to influence Taiwan might backfire, pushing people further apart.
And he thinks President Lu Ching-te's tough stance is making Taiwanese citizens more aware of their own national identity and the importance of protecting it. So in a way, it's strengthening their resolve.
We also spoke with a legal professional from mainland China, Mr. Zhang. He acknowledged that Taiwan has become more liberal since lifting martial law, but he also said these moves to restrict certain types of speech are necessary because of the growing threat from the CCP.
Yeah, he laid out the reasons, right? He said China's economic power is growing, it's expanding its military, and it's engaged in these massive public opinion campaigns and what's called cognitive warfare.
Cognitive warfare. I'm not familiar with that.
It's basically using information and psychological tactics to manipulate people's thinking. So discord, undermine a society from within. It's a new kind of battleground.
Wow. So this Mr. Zhang, he's saying Taiwan's actions are a response to a very real and multifaceted threat, and it's coming from all directions.
And it makes you think, what would you do if you were in Taiwan's position? How do you balance individual rights with national security when you're facing this kind of pressure?
It's a tough call. And it all ties in with some of the bigger moves President Lai Ching-te is making. Perfect. Like just recently, he officially labeled the CCP as a foreign hostile force.
Right. And a week before all this went down, during a national security meeting, he reinstated the military trial system. So things are definitely getting more serious.
It's a lot to take in, right? So let's recap. We've seen Taiwan take some pretty decisive steps here, deporting a pro-CCP influencer and revoking the household registrations of citizens who held Chinese IDs.
And their reasoning: national security concerns, preventing the misuse of resources, and protecting Taiwan's democracy from external pressure.
And while these actions have some support, including from people in mainland China who respect Taiwan's separate identity, they also raise questions about freedom of speech. It's a delicate balance.
It really is, and that's what I want you to think about. Where is the line between free speech and protecting a nation, especially when you're facing external threats and internal divisions? Taiwan's grappling with this right now, and their choices could have ripple effects for democracies everywhere. It's a topic worth pondering. What do you think?
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. We'll keep digging into these complex issues and bringing you more insights. Until next time, stay informed and stay engaged.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.